reverse of all energy. They just the more you know, going backwards in the oval energy, the more you know that the four brothers are just the imagination, the more you know who you are as the watcher. As long as we believe four brothers, we cannot see what is unseen beyond the four brothers. So when you discriminate between what is real and what is not, you are in the reverse type of a oval energy, which is, you know, going back home by eliminating and realizing what is imagined and what is the imaginer. You see, right, most people think they are the imagined, but they don't see that they are the one that imagined. So by seeing the imagination, you also see your own reality. بیشتر مردم فکر میکنن که تفکرات هست این بازار. موقعی که ما تو برادر بشناسیم میفهمیم که تفکر تفکر حقیقت حقیقته. همین باعث میشه که تماشاگر با تفکرات جدایی پیدا کنه. یعنی یکی حقیقت نداشتنش ثابت بشه و یکی هم اون حقیقت هم حقیقت بودن ثابت بشه. درست برعکس زندگی در بازاره. مثل که تو در بازار عوضی آمده باشی، حالا با گاید داری راست میری برمیگردی. درست به عکس هم بگم. Okay, Sheila, you go ahead.
Okay. I understood what you said, and the question that Reza asked, I think, was what is the difference between the manifested self versus the real self? But my question is at the very bottom tab, Four Brothers, it says that we are not the Four Brothers, that it's not who we really are. We are the true self. I don't understand how the soul relatives comes into play and how that is different from the true self.
I was just explaining it to Reza. It's very simple. Your four brothers are the product of the universal personal mind. Okay, they are not real. You imagine you have a family. And you imagine, I'm talking about night dreams right now. Just imagine you slept and you had a brand new family in your dream. You knew in your dream that this is your mother and this is your father and these are your brothers and sisters. And then you had this life going on in your dream. Now, even though you saw yourself in the dream, but the person, the entity that you saw in your dream was not concrete. It was just a thought. You can't catch your dream and start touching your dream and say, oh, this is me, this is that, and then start shaking hands in your, like your daydream. So what I'm trying to say is that the same theory is for your life day to day. You were told that you had a mother and father and a sister and this and that, and you believed it. By believing that, what took place is you forgot that you were the dreamer. You forgot that you are the cause of all of this tapaporot, this creation. You forgot that. By forgetting that, you became an individual. You became a limited being that is at the mercy of the weather and the mother and the father and the husband and the job and the this and that. And in reality, you had never any limits. You were never God. The person that is laying in the bed at night is not confronted with the events that is happening in its imagination, which is called night dream. Do you follow?
Yes.
So,
thank you. Yeah, exactly like that. So when at night time you are having all of this activity, you are not even part of it. Your imagination is. This is why I say night dream is an individual dream. Daydream is the divine dream. It's the dream of Tasapur of the Khodova. But then we are that. We're no different. It's very high, and I don't blame if you guys don't catch the totality of it. This is the only reason for you guys to understand me in a level that I want you to understand me, not the level of the mind. You must experience it genuinely. Actually, beyond experience, you have to be aware of what I'm saying. Until then, hearing it will help a great deal because here is a door open now for you. You feel, wait a minute, there is another gate here that I never knew was there. And then discovery comes by concentration and contemplation.
So,